Blog Talk Radio.
Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie. I will be go ahead and hosting this evening. We actually are down two co-hosts tonight, so it's just going to be myself, Jason, and we also have our segment still with Chef Bob that will be later on after our hot topic discussion of fake nerds. This will be a really great and interesting podcast. There's been a huge controversy, a huge debate over this whole fake nerd issue that's going on right now. So nerds are all a Twitter about this hot topic. But without further ado, one of the things I actually forgot to do last week was introduce myself. We kind of went around and did our introductions, and I forgot to tell you guys about me. So my name is Jamie. I'm the creator of Black Girl Nerds. Created the blog back in February of last year, and I've been blogging off and on since 2007. So I'm really excited about what Black Girl Nerds has to offer social media community. And tonight, what we are going to go ahead and discuss is the fake nerd phenomena that's happening. We're going to have a brief segment with Chef Bob, and I actually have Chef Bob with us. I want to go ahead and introduce him. So Chef Bob, you're on the air right now. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about yourself and your credentials?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Chef Bob. I'm a certified registered chef. I'm also retired. I have 35 years in the business, everything from five-star cuisine down to the local greasy spoon diner type stuff, the kind of stuff that our friend on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives kind of hunts up. But I'm also a nutritionist. I have a degree in nutrition. And right now I'm retired, and all I want to do is the 35 years that I've been doing this, I want to share my knowledge. I want to help people with problems that they have in the kitchen. I just want to, you know, share the knowledge. Cooking is becoming a lost art among younger people for the most part, and I want to see if I can reverse that trend.
Awesome. And we have Jason with us. He's our Black Guy Nerd. He's actually recently been promoted. Congrats, Jason. He's now the producer of our show. So he is going to be taking in incoming calls that come in, also moderating those tweets. So for those of you that decide to call in, don't forget the number is 347-237-4616. Or if you want to go ahead and jump into the discussion via Twitter, use the hashtag BGN Podcast. And Jason, do you want to briefly just tell people, if for those of you that didn't get a chance to listen last week, a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Jason, and from Wilmington, North Carolina, big sports fan, big Walking Dead fan, like to have fun. Yeah, I just want to give my insight on everything that's going on. Again, you know, I'm promoted, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, jump on the line. I got my iPad here, so we're ready to go. It's hashtag BGN Podcast. So let's get it on.
All right, let's jump into it. So, hot topic, fake nerds. Big controversy in the nerd community. For those of you that don't really kind of get what this discussion's going to be about tonight, recently there's been this sort of emerging culture of hipsters that are pretending, quote-unquote, to be nerds. So they're dressing up wearing fake glasses, or they're wearing, you know, Star Wars T-shirts and sort of claiming their own nerdery by trying to fit into our subculture, which you know, there's both sides. There's two polarizing schools of thought on this. The first thought is, okay, well, you know, they're posers. They're faking it. They're mocking us. And we reject that idea that you're trying to be someone that you're not. The second school of thought on the other side is, well, who are you to give credentials? What kind of credentials fits into being a nerd? And who are you to say what is nerdy and what is not nerdy? And is there a litmus test for being a nerd? So there's opposing views on both sides of the aisle on this issue. And we welcome you guys to jump into the discussion with us. Jason, what's your thoughts about the whole fake nerd phenomena that's started recently?
Well, my whole point to it is, it's one of them things where, why all of a sudden, you know, it's this new hit trend thing to fake being, you know, being a nerd. You know, I remember back in the days when, you know, one of my favorite movies, Revenge of the Nerds, you know, they used to go and call them geeks and tease them and mock them and everything. And now, you know, it's the coolest thing. So there's one thing on that end of it. But for me, you know, I'm one of the ones, be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try to fake to be something that you're not. You know, if you're not into Star Wars, if you're not into the comics and everything, then don't fake it. You know, so I think you just want to be original, be yourself. It's mainly my thing.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, I mean, first of all, I kind of grapple with both sides of the issue. So I'm actually flattered by the fact that people, you know, kind of want to emulate us and want to be nerdy now. That's flattering to me. But on the other side of it, you know, what kind of bothers me about this whole fake nerd phenomena is, first of all, let's be honest. Nerdiness is sort of this new hot commodity, right? You've got these television shows like The Big Bang Theory and reality shows like King of the Nerds and Comic Book Men. You know, these shows are doing really well, and people are saying that, oh, nerd is like the new hot market, so let's go ahead and jump on that boat. And that part of it really kind of doesn't sit well with me, because I don't feel comfortable that with people trying to capitalize off of being a nerd to either help promote their brand or to sell more records or, you know, to get more Twitter followers or what have you. So that part of it just kind of doesn't sit well with me when people jump on the bandwagon with being a nerd or pretending to be a nerd. And it makes me wonder, because, you know, most of these people are hipsters for the most part, let's be honest. You know, what's cool now in 2013 will eventually become passé, and let's say in 2020, are they still going to think that nerdiness is a cool thing, and are they going to throw us under the bus and, you know, call us the kind of names that we were called when we were in high school and deem us as social outcasts and call us weird and different? So that's the part of it that I don't particularly like.
Yeah, I agree with you. On that same token, you got to think, back in the day, you had the nerds that were the thick glasses, pocket protectors, you know, pens, computers. Now, you know, the evolution, so to speak, now is the comic books, the movies, the Comic-Con conventions, you know, stuff like that. So I think that with it evolving into something more cool of an image, maybe that's why people are jumping on a bandwagon now, as opposed to back in the day, it was all about thick glasses and pocket protectors and all of that. So that may be why they're jumping on the bandwagon, so to speak. It's just the evolution of it.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm looking on Twitter and seeing some of the comments, and a couple of comments from Uncredited Rewrite. Now with Comic Book Men, those Kevin Smith and them were certified. They aren't fake nerds. I'm definitely not saying Kevin Smith is a fake nerd. No. What I'm saying is that social media and the media in general are embracing nerds more than they have in the past. And that's why these shows are becoming produced and becoming reality shows like Comic Book Men and King of the Nerds. So I'm not saying that they're fake nerds, but I think that this whole phenomena around fake nerds is becoming popular because people are seeing that these shows and that nerdiness is sort of now like the new thing. It's a new market that hasn't been tapped into. And all right, let's see what this is all about. So just want to make that clarification because Kevin Smith is totally a nerd.
Yeah. So just want to throw out here, we had a couple of comments on Twitter. We got I Am Kenya that had the question of what makes a nerd. I'm not into Star Wars and stuff, but I can relate to the blog so much. That's why I thought I was one. Am I just as smart? Yeah, maybe a question you want to answer real quick, Jamie?
Yeah, so I did a piece that I wrote for Madame Noir called What Makes Someone a Nerd, and definitely check that out when you get an opportunity. I also posted that same article on Black Girl Nerds. And, you know, to sort of sum it up, because it's a very long essay that I talk about what makes someone a nerd. To me, what makes someone a nerd is someone who's not built for conformity, someone who doesn't understand the concept of following the status quo or, you know, keeping up with what's trendy and what's cool. You know, follow the beat of your own horn and you live in your sort of world and of things that you are interested in, things that you like. So what constitutes nerdiness is simply just being your true authentic self. And what may be authentic to you may not necessarily be cool to someone else, but that's what you like and that's what you're into. And you don't follow social trends to keep up with what everybody else likes. You're going to do your own thing. So in my opinion, and I'm not saying my opinion is the right one, but that's to me is what nerdiness is.
Yeah. We also got Marmar, 82. If I said that wrong, I'm sorry. I like your picture there on your Twitter, but he asked, is being a nerd the new hot commodity? Which, me personally, just with the evolution of all the different series and the Comic-Cons now being the real big thing now, I think that it's becoming the new hot commodity. But then again, you know, it could be just the flavor of the month, so to speak. You know, it could be here, gone tomorrow. So it was
exactly.
Hot now, not be hot later on. But as of right now, it seems to be the new thing right now. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's nerd is the new cool, you know, and that's why everybody's jumping on the nerdy bandwagon, so to speak, to, you know, make themselves look and appear more popular. I mean, I had created this internet meme of Chris Brown saying, I'm not a nerd, but my publicist says so. And, you know, the reason why it's kind of interesting and funny and ironic all at the same time is because you've got this image of Chris Brown wearing these big black framed glasses, you know, wearing, you know, this really tight sweater and looking nerdy. And is that really who he is, or is that an image that he's trying to portray out there because he's trying to follow a trend that seems to be very popular in our culture right now? So, you know, the trends come and go, and eventually I think that this is something that will become passe, but my big concern is those same people that are trying to be like us in the future, are they still going to embrace us, or are they going to reject us like they had always done in the past?
Yeah. So we also have three black geeks said nerdiness has become a fad, and honestly, I don't know when it became popular to be a nerd. So,
yeah.
And we also had Amber J said that so much hipster hate. Well, I don't think it's more or less hate, but it's just more of wanting you to be yourself, not try to fake it just to be in the quote-unquote in crowd. I think you need to be your own individual.
Right. And hipsters are, you know, those groups of people that like to follow trends and create trends. So, you know, they tend to be the people that are the topic of these kinds of discussions. And definitely I'm not throwing any hate. But I do agree with Jason. I think that you should just be yourself because, you know, we're very intuitive people. And you become very transparent in the long run when people detect any sense of phoniness to your personality. So.
Yeah. That's my take on that too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got a lot of comments in here. Must Love Horror said, "God help us if BET produces King of the Blurbs." You never know. Are you giving BET an idea? They may
yeah.
throw it out.
BET will jump on about just about anything, right?
Yeah. You know, with everything else you got going on, give them another idea.
I mean, you know, hey, I would love to see Blurbs on television. I don't know if I want to see us in the form of a reality show, because I don't like reality show, because for me, reality shows are entertainment first, reality second. But it would be nice to see images of black nerds on television. So if BET wants to sign up for that, I'm all for it. I would support it, but hopefully it doesn't exploit us and make us look stupid.
You never know. We got Uncredited Rewrite. I think the low point of fake nerds was when the GoDaddy Super Bowl commercial with the dude and the supermodel.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that one really was interesting.
Interesting and gross. That was just like one of the most disgusting commercials I'd ever seen in my life. It was gross. Ugh. I just, erase. I just had a mental image of the commercial. We actually got a caller on the line. Jason, you want to go ahead and patch them through?
All right. There we go. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's
Hello,
your name and where you're from?
Hey, can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, this is, CJ from Three Black Geeks. What's going on?
Hey, CJ, what's up?
Nothing much. Just wanted to chime in a little bit and stuff because, you know, Cohort wrote that little blurb about the whole thing of when it became popular, so I figured I might as well throw my two cents in while I'm here at work listening and stuff. From Washington, D.C., by the way, so, yeah. You know what it is that's making people frustrated about that, the whole thing about, because it even extends out to the whole, you know, people calling, you know, women fake, you know, nerd girls and such.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a time, I'm gonna throw it from my perspective. I would say from my time in high school, from like 98 to 2002 when I graduated, and I would say even a little after that, if you were the type of person that played video games or, like, you watch anime and stuff, you were very ostracized. Like,
mm-hmm.
people were like, oh, man, you watch anime? Like, ugh, you know, like, and it was just kind of like that, ugh, like, you know, like, oh, you watch it, like, you know, whatever. And that kind of baffled me a little bit. So, like, and I got to agree with the fact that it's like, I don't even know when this whole thing, like, started becoming cool. And I mean, maybe it's because of the comic book movies that came out that's gotten
yeah.
people interested in stuff. I mean, which is a good thing. You're getting people interested, but, like, I guess that frustrates people because it's like, okay, you know all the stuff about anime and all these comic books, and now you have people coming in there encroaching on, you know, what you know now and stuff and acting like they were part of this, and then it's just that whole kind of animosity, like, why are you even, you know, here kind of thing. So that's where the line gets kind of drawn of, like, just it's frustrating because this is something that you knew all this time, and now you have people who look down on you. Now they're like, hey, I'm cool now. I know about this. And it's like, no, you
mm-hmm.
don't, you know. And it's – you don't know what to say because it's just like you don't want to come across as pompous about it.
Right.
But then you're just kind of like, no, this is not your scene, you know. This ain't you, you know. And, I mean, even for me, I still go to anime conventions every once in a while and stuff because they're fun to go to. And now you're noticing the influx of people going to these conventions now because they're starting to get an interest of what this is about now and stuff. So, you know, along with the Comic-Cons and such. So that's, I mean, I think that's where a lot of frustrations and the arguments and the whole, you know, this person's a fake and that person's a fake for and stuff. I mean, you even see it a little bit with celebrities, but even then, I don't know if this person is about it or not, you
mm-hmm.
know, so. Yeah.
What do you think, let me ask you this question. Do you think that there's a disparity as far as race is concerned with this issue? Do you think that it's embraced more in non-black communities of pretending to be a nerd than it is in the black community? Because I don't really see a whole lot of blurbs out there trying to pretend to be a nerd.
That's the thing, because I think a lot of black people that are nerds, they already have thrown themselves out there as being nerds already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the ones that are trying to, that you might catch, it's like I don't think they're really trying to claim to be nerds at all and stuff. Though there are some that's just kind of like, yo, dude, why, you know? Like, you know what really got me is the ones that wore, like, the big glasses that with no lenses. Those are the ones that really kind of, like, baffle me and stuff, and it even extends out to other races and stuff. But I think it's more so non-black people that are kind of, like, faking it more so than, you know, black people themselves. That's just my take and stuff. But, I mean, it could be opposite. I mean, like I said, I think it just depends on the perspective. At least in my area, I don't see too many people that are faking it and stuff, you know. But there have been some that, like, I know full and well they were never – this wasn't their scene. And now it's like, yo, dog, now you like watching cartoons? It's cool now, right? Like, you know. But, I mean, hey, you know, it is what it is. It's just I just hope that it doesn't become something that just reaches capacity and then all of a sudden, boom, we're back to obscurity now.
Right, right. That's my concern, too. It's just like, oh, it's cool and trendy now, and then, you know, further down the road, are they going to reject us like they did before? So.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, I just see Sharif now. He said it's actually not popular to be a nerd, and I doubt it'll ever be, which is true. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's going to still be the thing, you know. So. But, yeah, that's my take. I think that's what it is. I think it's more so other cultures than it is actual black culture and stuff. But, you know, it is what it is.
Cool, CJ. Well, thank you for calling in. Really appreciate your thoughts and opinions on this.
Ah, no problem. No problem.
Awesome.
Later.
Later. Cool. Well, one of the things that I was interested in, too, when I – read the post. Tara actually wrote this post, WTF, fake nerd girl phenomena, and mentioned, you know, girl nerds in this particular post. And I wanted to ask, do you think that there is sort of a gender gap between this issue, that girls get a lot more flack for pretending to be nerds in comparison to guys?
I don't think so. Me personally, because I think it's, well, then again, you know what, you're right. Once you think about it, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's one of them things where when you think of nerds more, you think more of guys. When you look at it over, like, TV and stuff like that, you think it's, yeah, it's just one of them things where I think it's with the times. But, I mean, I think more... is like why, you know, girls now are, well, I think women are more coming to the front as far as, you know, society and everything. So I think women just get flack for everything. I think it's just a guy thing. That's me personally.
Yeah, I think there is, you know, a little bit of bias when it comes to the whole fake nerd phenomena when it comes to women. I think women get more of the short end of the stick when it comes to being pointed at as posers as opposed to guys, you know, like the whole fake nerd memes that sort of emerged on the internet, they're mostly of girls, of women. And that bothers me a little bit because it's like there's a whole bunch of guy posers out there. But I think it kind of goes back to that archaic way of thinking that, well, girls can't be gamers and girls can't, you know, be interested in comic
right.
books and,
right.
you know. So, unfortunately, we do kind of get the short end of the stick with this kind of debate.
Yeah, it's just one of them things like, hey, with me, I'm a huge wrestling fan. And they got a wrestler named AJ Lee and she's all about the comic books and the gaming and all that. So I think with her in particular, her characters, her say is more, I think she's trying to get that the nerdness out there and making that more popular. Yeah, I think she's one of the ones now, just in my, with me being in the realm of wrestling, She's really good at that. She always plays that character, and it's really good. And the fact we got another caller, too.
Cool. Bring him on.
All right. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello? I'm on the air?
Yes,
Hello?
You are. Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Maisha from D.C. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Maisha. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a great show. I guess, yeah, something really struck me. I was sitting here listening to, you know, the exchange of ideas. I guess what really struck me was the gender question. And I tend to agree with you because women in this society, it's just, it's everything is about the body. And nothing is placed, no emphasis is placed on, or no, there's no celebration of women's intellect. So, yeah, I think though you are going to find a lot more women who are going to be not for being posers or just being fake nerds. I think that's going to be a lot more prevalent. And it's something that definitely needs to change because when you're telling these girls, especially young women, that this is the only way you're going to be accepted is to be just completely concerned with the superficial, just getting your hair and your nails done and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with wanting to present yourself in a nice fashion. Everybody should do that. But when that becomes your complete and your only sense of or source of validation, there's a lot of danger that's there. And I think a lot of the adolescent girls get caught up in that. As far as the controversy about the fake nerds, that's a tough one. Because really, it's like you're telling people, okay, we're our own group, right? And you're saying, with any other cultural group, you can say, well, no, you can't be in this group because, you know, there's some things that you have to do in order to do that. Well, but how do you tell someone, listen, you can't be smart? Do you know what I mean? Like on one level, and I understand what you're saying because, you know, the idea of the comic books and knowing about, you know, just obscure interests and things like that. Yeah, you can tell someone's really into that or not. But if you have someone who's genuinely interested in acquiring knowledge for their own betterment, then their own edification, that's one thing. But the thing is, you don't get that overnight. You know, you can't wake up at 25 and decide, okay, I really want to. I'm going to be a nerd now to the point in the same way that all the other nerds are. Because you've got people who have been just reading for years, like since they picked up a book. They've been reading about obscure interests. They have a wide base of knowledge. And you can't just turn that on. You can begin your journey, but you're not going to be at the same, I don't want to say level, but you're not going to have the same experience as someone who's really a nerd. It's not going to be the same thing.
Exactly.
It's just something that I think, again, the question, you raise a really good question. What happens in 2020 when everybody or within Madison Avenue has already capitalized as much as they could have on nerdiness and now we're discarded? So how does that work? You know, because right now, again, you do have people walking around with the fake glasses. And I think the previous caller said something about people walking around with glasses with no lenses in them. And yeah, to me, that is, I agree, that's a little bit too much. When I'm looking at them, like, really, you're going to walk around with fake glasses? Like, what? Where does this come from? So it's just, when I see stuff like that, it's just like, you can't just put on nerdiness and take it off.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, it is, everything is a construction. Every group, everybody, you know, we understand that culture is a construction. It's something that everybody agrees on so that they do it. That's fine. But really, at the same time, you can't just, it's not like a coat that you wear. It's like, oh, I'm going to be dorky now. I'm going to be nerdy now. No, you can't. You can't have that. So I think, I guess my attitude is for those people who really, truly want to embrace their inner nerdiness, then go ahead. I mean, I think there's nothing that can be lost from doing that, especially intellectually. You're going to gain from that. But, you know, if you're just doing this because, like you said with the Chris Brown picture, because this is the way that his record company is going to make money, then no, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well said. I totally agree with you, and I think it kind of boils down to what Jason mentioned earlier. It's about being authentic and just being yourself and not feeling that you have to be someone else to either be accepted or, you know, to self-promote yourself. So thank you for calling in.
All right.
Yes.
Great show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
We got another caller.
Yes, we do. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air.
It's last week. Hi, it's Kenya again from last week. How are you?
Hi, Kenya.
Okay, earlier you said that most of the memes that you see of, like, fake nerds and stuff are mostly, like, women. And I agree with you because I remember when I first got a Tumblr. I'm 16. So, yeah, I'm on the internet a lot. So whenever I would see these memes, like, they were mostly of teenage girls more so. I haven't seen any grown women on there, but just teenage girls. And I think that's because when you're a teenager, there's a lot of pressure to fit in. But, however, they still strive for individuality. And yeah, so I guess, like, pretending to be a nerd is kind of a way of having individuality. But then again, if you want to be an individual being a teenager, there's a certain way you have to be individual. And if you're out there, if you're too out there with your individuality, then no one's really going to like you. Am I making sense or no?
No, you're making plenty of sense. So you feel like that there's sort of, it depends on your age, that the younger generation has a different point of view on this whole nerd fake nerd phenomena,
yeah,
as opposed to the older generation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Okay.
So what are your thoughts about, you know, these young hip-hop artists like Chris Brown and even Justin Bieber, you know, putting on fake glasses and sort of looking nerdy, wearing suspenders to sort of promote their image? What are your thoughts about that?
First of all, I feel like we all know that Chris Brown isn't a nerd. Nerds don't tend to be that aggressive, but okay. And and Justin Bieber, I never really noticed it. I thought he was just like that. But now that you've said it, I kind of get what you're saying. But then it's because a lot of teenage girls love Justin Bieber, and teenage girls would tend to love nerds because the stereotypical nerd because they're adorable,
mm-hmm.
and that gets his numbers up and everything. And I do think it's wrong because it is. I feel like it is mocking a community of people who actually might be a stereotypical nerd or just a nerd in general, and they actually had difficulty in life in like fitting in and being made fun of and being rejected. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I had to say.
Thanks for calling in, Kenya.
No problem. Y'all are doing great.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Looks like we got Geek Soul Brother on the line.
Oh, yeah, we're bringing him in.
Hey,
you guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Good show tonight. Good topic.
I know. It's a hot button one, right?
It's a hot one. You know why? Because I think us as nerds and geeks and so forth had to go through a little bit of pain growing up. You know, just like Kenya said, there was some issue with teasing and stuff like that, you know, when you're young. And if you're granted a fake nerd, of course you're not going through that pain. You're not winning those battles,
mm-hmm.
that nerds had to win when they were younger and so forth. But I like what Kenya said. I was going to also bring up the age factor of is a poser, a fake nerd, or whatever. They're not going to last as they get older, right? I mean, you brought up. Jamie, you brought up the fact that it could be a fad by 2020. Everything will be different. But look, Geek Soul Brother's old, right? So, and I've been a nerd all my life, and I'm not about to change. I'm not about to give up my action figures or my Battlestar Galactica collection or whatever. You know, it's not going to change, and I don't think it changes over time. So that's an easy way to see, I guess, what, you know, if somebody's serious or not.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny to me because when I was younger, Like, I've always been a nerd, but when I was younger, I was trying to do everything to not be a nerd. So I was, you know, I wore contact lenses for 10 years because I didn't want to wear glasses. I was too vain to wear glasses, and I was trying to be the party girl when I moved to New York City and trying to hang in with the in crowd. So I was desperately trying to get out of being who I authentically was, and it wasn't until I, you know, lived on my own and had a season of solitude and sort of came to terms with who I really was that I was like, you know what, I'm a nerd, I'm going to embrace it, I'm going to own it, and I'm proud of that. So I think it's very interesting that the tables have sort of turned now in our society and people want to be more like us.
Well, here's what I want to ask is, how do you tell the difference between somebody, like the other caller said, somebody that may not know that much, they are a nerd,
mm-hmm.
but they're just not that knowledgeable. Like, I got a friend, my fellow host on the podcast, El Camino, right? We, as a group of us, had to tell him, dude, you are a nerd, you are a geek, and he had to fight it. He was like, I'm not a geek, I grew up tough. You know, nobody teased me when I'm not a geek. And I was like, dude, you collect comics, you watch anime, you're an aficionado on Last Airbender, right?
Right.
I said, you're a geek. You're a geek or a nerd. You're just not that high level of nerd. I wrote a piece on the blog about levels of geek. How do you tell when somebody's posing and when somebody's, how do you tell when somebody's like, oh, yeah, I know Star Wars, blah, 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 and the guy that actually knows a little bit of Star Wars, but he's trying to learn more?
Right. I mean, I agree. There's no litmus test for being a nerd. Like, I think nerd is a relative term as well, because what may be nerdy to you may not necessarily be nerdy to me. But, you know, in the end, if you are following the trends of what other people think is quote unquote cool, and you're not being yourself, which nerds, we are known to inherently like and innately, you know, embrace things that are things that we've always loved, and we don't care what other people think of those things. I think that that's what makes us a nerd. So if you're someone that just feels like, oh, well, I want to, you know, like this trend just because everybody else is doing it, then yeah, you know, then that kind of lack of authenticity, it brings to question, you know, what are you trying to prove? You know, who are you trying to convince?
What's funny is my son's 18, and he's constantly, I guess he's on that fence of hipster nerd. You know, he's my son, so he has to be a nerd, right? But he's got the mohawk, he's got the cool look and stuff, but he constantly is arguing and getting upset with people that don't know comics. That don't know, you know, they look at the Avengers and they start trying to argue with them. And he's like, dude, you've never read a comic. Like, what are you arguing with me about the Avengers for? You know, stuff like that. So it's just funny to see, like, the arguments that pop up. I guess that's a frustrating thing. We just don't like people that come at us with this faulty information. And you know that it's like a shallow level of information. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
kind of proud. We're kind of proud of all of the knowledge that we built up and stuff, even though it may not be knowledge that we could use immediately. maybe a little trivial at times, but it's definitely something that we love and we're proud of it. You know, I agree. Put me back on mute, Jamie. I'm going to listen through Skype and whatnot. And are you guys doing an after show or no?
I do not know how to do an after show, so no.
As far as I know, just keep talking until
okay.
the time runs out.
Yeah, we're actually probably going to run over because there's a few more callers waiting on hold, and then we've got to get to Chef Bob's segment. So let's go ahead and get to our next caller.
Well, just put me on mute, and I appreciate it.
No problem. Sure. Put him on mute too quick.
Sorry. I'm still new at this. Caller, you on the air?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is MarMar82 calling in.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. I kind of understand how Geek Soul Brother feels because, like him, I am old. and I feel And I understand what he was talking about with his friend, because for a while I kind of had to hide being a nerd, really, because I was an athlete growing up, but I also was there Saturday morning with, like, oh, my God, Power Rangers is on, or Spider-Man's on, and I collect the comics. Black Girl, you know, because we had that long discussion about Excalibur the one time over Twitter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do feel that it is kind of a stigma to be a nerd, especially it's just how you grow up and there are times you got to be tough. Like how I grew up, you can't be an athlete and a nerd because it's like the two don't mix, but still, that's what I was.
Yeah.
And it's just, I guess, people seeing now that, oh, being a nerd is cool. And when I was coming up, I was ostracized when people found out that I watched Dragon Ball. I mean, it's kind of weird, honestly. So,
wow. And now Dragon Ball is like the thing. Like, you're cool if you like Dragon Ball.
Yeah, or Naruto. And the bad thing is I can't stand either of them now. So, like, I'm a big retro anime nerd, and I'm a big retro gamer. So it's just, yeah, just Naruto, yeah. That stuff is just driving me nuts. And another thing that got people making fun of me was, like, they found out I watched Tokusatsu, which is Power Rangers in Japan, and other things, which people, oh, my God, when they found out about that, it was crazy. But I don't know how that is, how that's coming along in the U.S., but I do know that there is a population of it starting to come through. And I also do know that, again, with Naruto and Dragon Ball, like, loving anime is, like, a big thing because now there's even an anime channel. But I think it all just – it kind of depends on the person in general. So
yeah.
I don't know if anything I have said may, like, intertwined with each other, but I'm just saying. So
yeah, I completely agree with you, and you're right. I mean, it's just – It all boils down to just, you know, you like the things that you like, because we inherently will like, you know, certain things like anime and comic books and video games, just because that's what we're into.
Right.
And, you know, I can detect phoniness a mile away, and it frustrates me that you want to capitalize on a culture to, you know, self-serve your own purpose and your own agenda. So that's the frustrating part about it, but.
Well, there's also, like, hate amongst geek from geek, because there is the Star Wars versus the Star Trek or Lord of the Rings
versus
Star Wars, and you got the gamers who go, I don't know, am I allowed to curse?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
They're the gamers who go ape shit if you do not like Call of Duty or Crysis or just, it's crazy. I still get made fun of because I'm still playing SNES games and regular Nintendo, and they're like, oh, my Xbox 360, and it's just insanity. Like,
yeah, people are pissed off about J.J. Abrams directing the next Star Wars. Like, it's crazy.
And I could care less. Oh, my God, I could care so less.
Well, thank you for calling in. We got another caller on hold, and I really appreciate your feedback and look forward to talking to you more about Excalibur on Twitter.
That will be awesome, especially when Alan Davis was in charge. So.
Thanks. Take
all
care.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye.
We'll get to one more caller, and then we got to go to our next segment with Chef Bob.
Oh, there we go. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Sharif from Philly. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Sharif, how's it going?
Chilling. I'm just enjoying the show. You know, this is some good stuff, and I'm glad that y'all basically formed like Voltron to make this happen. You know,
nice.
So it's good stuff.
Got to be the Voltron with the lions, so you can't have the Voltron with the cars.
I just wanted to bring up the point that, like, I guess I have kind of an opposite view. I think it was, I forgot who brought it up, talking about, like, the arguments that might come up if, like, somebody has, like, a quote-unquote, I guess, shallow understanding of something like a comic book movie or like that kind of stuff. Because actually, I like that. Like this is the kind of stuff, like when I was a kid, I was like, yo, I wish comic book movies were big. I wish video games were big. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like now is like the best time to be, you know, a nerd or a geek or whatever. I think it's awesome that people can appreciate a property on a different level than like I can, even if it's just a surface level, because before it was just an outright like rejection of it, like 100%, you know? If I could talk to like somebody about X-Men and like all they know is the movie, then that's cool because I can only interact with them on that way, and I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like the same way how like I'm an engineering major. If I'm talking to like somebody about something technical and I know that they don't have the same kind of background, I'm going to keep it on a certain level, but it's still cool because I can interact with them like regardless, you know? So I actually think in some ways it's good that these things are out there and that people are appreciating them, even if it's on not as deep of a level as we might, you know. So like I just wanted to like throw that point of view out there. So
nice. Yeah, I mean it's good that we're now in a culture where people are. And I had mentioned before, I'm flattered by all of this. I think it's great that we're seeing an influx of movies, comic book movies and TV shows and now reality TV shows that celebrate our nerddom. So I think it's a beautiful thing. And hopefully it'll last. Hopefully we'll stay relevant and that we aren't going to become a trend and be passé in the future.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Thanks, Sheree, for calling in. Really appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Have a great show, y'all. Peace.
All right. All right. So we are going to move on to our next segment, guys. I know you guys are still tweeting out there. Before we get to our next segment, Jason, do you want to just bring up a couple of Twitter tweets?
Sure.
That I know there's more than a couple. There's a lot, but we'll just address a few tweets that have been put out there about our discussion tonight before we move on.
Well, it seems like mostly the hot trend is everybody is hating on the glasses right now, the fake glasses. That seems to be the...
That struck a nerve.
The main thing out there, you know. With me, you know, it's the whole thing of Russell Westbrook is out there with the glasses, and Kevin Durant is out there with the glasses and the backpack, and so you know, LeBron James out there with the glasses, you know, Dwayne Wade out there, you know, I think with the sports people, I think it's more of just a fashion trend.
Right.
Just my opinion on that. But let's see here real quick. Let's see. You know what, I had one here. The Amoral 707. I remember trying to explain DBZ to a non-anime friend and made me feel so dumb because he said balls like 100 times. And we had G. Greasy. Being a nerd is not just a physical mental form. It's being true to your personality and smartness and being unapologetic about it.
Yes, amen to that one, definitely.
And we have, as it is, sports fans can be considered nerdy too, on the level they do the stats and players, and they keep track of the level of passion as comic book collectors. So, like me and my friends, you know, well, actually, you know, Candace's husband, Chip, said he goes and he does the little sports ticker of all the Duke games, where he goes and keeps track of all the stats and the rebounds and points and everything. So I can see that being a level of nerdiness too.
Yeah.
And like with me and my friends with our wrestling, we can go and we can relate the matches from the 80s, the 90s. We can tell you who wrestled, when they wrestled, wrestling angles, you know, everything. Like, we can break it down totally. So
I think right. that's it'd be a nerdiness thing too. And there was one more. There's a lot of hate on the glasses. A lot of hate on the glasses.
Yeah, the whole not having lenses in the glasses thing is just so overtly poserish. It's
Yeah, one more. Being a nerd means not following trends and being yourself, honestly expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Where you be like. I think that was a good one, too.
Yeah. And, you know, just to kind of sum up what we talked about tonight, like nerdiness, there's varying degrees of nerdiness. There's no line to be drawn in the sand of what constitutes as being not nerdy and what constitutes as being nerdy. I think nerdiness is just this huge Venn diagram where there's all of these layers that form on top of one of each other. And, you know, we all have certain things that we like in our personalities and or certain hobbies that we enjoy that makes us a nerd, but it may not overall define who we are, but you really can't place a distinction and a definition on who is nerdy and who's not nerdy. But in the end, I think being yourself is really, you know, what's important in owning yourself, whether you choose to be a nerd or if you're not a nerd. So let's go ahead and move on to our next segment. We've got Chef Bob on the line with us. Jason, if you want to go ahead and bring him on, he introduced himself earlier in the podcast. He's going to give us some food preparation tips, recipes, some nutritional advice, and we'll move forward with that discussion.
All right, he's on.
Oh, good evening, everybody. How you doing? I'm Chef Bob, and a little bit about me for those of you who just tuned in. I'm 35 years in the culinary business. I do have a degree. I am retired, and I want to share my knowledge of good food and nutrition with people out there because I've noticed over the past years that there's been a trend of people not learning how to cook. You see the commercials on TV for P.F. Chang and all these supposedly healthy, good dinners. Look at the salt content. They're not healthy, trust me. For what you spend at a good restaurant, you can cook for a week for a family of four. For a full week, good meals every day. And that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to reinterest people in learning how to prepare quality, good food, comfort food. That's what I'm all about, is comfort food. Fried food, all the talk about it, not good for you. You know, if it's done correctly, there's nothing wrong with it. And if you go by the law of moderation, nothing is bad for you in moderation. So, I mean, don't eat fried food every day. Don't eat pizza every day. You know, it's just the way it is. Jamie, do you have any questions? You want to start thing rolling off?
Yeah, so tell us about, I mean, you know, right now food labels are really important, and a lot of fast food restaurants are introducing food labels to their content. What should we be looking for? Let's just say for those of us that are on the go, you know, we don't have time to prepare meals. What are some of the things we should look for when we go out to eat?
Okay, salt content, like I mentioned earlier, is an important item. Also, the quality of the food. It's been shown that 70% of the fish that's served in restaurants, bought in stores, are mislabeled. It's not, you know, red snapper. You go to the local Mega Mart and buy red snapper. Chances are it's not a true red snapper. It's the things like that. Yeah, you know, if it's a middle of the day meal, opt for a healthy sandwich like a grilled chicken, a Cobb salad with chicken or beef on it. I mean, stay away from the fast food as much as possible. It's not really that good. I don't care what their menu board says, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
And again, it's got so much salt and other seasonings and spices in it And with the big controversy going on over in England or in Europe right now with the horse meat and food,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know if that's going on over here or not.
Right.
I would say it's probably, in some places, some parts of the country, it's a 50-50 shot, you know, whether you're getting horse meat mixed in with beef or lamb. You know, because people don't know what it tastes like, number one. Now, you know, I mean, it just be aware and know what you want and what you like, and just don't let them, you know, stay away from the greasy spoon type of place. I mean, the real greasy spoon type of place, because it's just not healthy. And if you're on the go and you load up with grease at lunchtime with food, high levels of salt, you're not going to have a productive afternoon.
So what would you suggest? Because I'm one of those kind of people that I never have enough time in my schedule to prepare food. And I, unfortunately, I'm ashamed to say, I kind of lean on fast food to get me through the day and get me through the week sometimes. So what would you suggest for someone like me that is on the go, that doesn't have time to prepare meals, as to what I can do to make sure that I eat healthy meals and stay away from those fast food restaurants?
Well, I mean, depending where you live, there's a lot of different choices. You know, people, they kind of turn their noses up at like a hot dog cart.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I mean, those things, when it comes right down to it, are inspected more closely than a lot of restaurants. I mean,
wow.
they are inspected very closely. Their food is kept chilled. It's supposed to be chilled. And it's kept at a certain temperature. Hot food is supposed to be kept at 160 degrees, hot meat, or better, for like sausages and hot dogs. And, you know, those are the things. If it's a warm day and they open up the cover and steam comes pouring out, you know that food is being held at a proper temperature and it's not going to make you sick. Also, steaming or keeping, you know, things like hot dogs and sausage, like that, it cooks a lot of the fat off of it.
Hmm.
So all you're really getting, you're getting lean meat, which is good for you. Another thing you can do is, just the good old-fashioned grilled cheese sandwich.
Love that.
You know,
yeah.
At a better place. If, you know, ask if they make it with butter. If they make it with butter, that's a good thing.
Can I ask you this? With
margarine, well, margarine is not really, I mean, all the years of hype of eat margarine is better for you. No, it's not.
Oh.
There's chemicals in margarine that will, I mean, there's a lot of articles on it about right now, but no, margarine is not all that. I mean, dyed yellow vegetable fat versus cream. I mean, where's the problem there? I use margarine for some things because it just holds better, but I don't use it that much. I have about 7 pounds of butter in my fridge. That's
wow.
How much
wow.
butter when I cook. As far as quick snacks, I mean, you know, if you ever go to a place where they sell the smoked and roasted turkey drumsticks, grab one of those. It's
right.
healthy, it tastes good, and it's a filling meal. You can get a lot of stuff to go, call it up, order it, and, you know, you can pay for it with a credit card if you choose. Ribs, roast chicken, any kind of that stuff. Fried chicken if it's done fresh. Fish, most fish is good. As much as I don't particularly like Long John Silver's, and I'm not giving them a plug, I will eat their food because it's all fresh. So, I mean, and it's cooked to order. That's one of the nice things about it. So, I mean, those are the things you got to consider. Don't get the prepackaged stuff, gas station sushi like the commercial says.
Oh, gosh, no. Gas
yeah.
station sushi? That's just like a really bad accident waiting to happen right there. Okay.
Oh, really? Yes, it is. But, no, I mean, just use common sense. Common sense will guide you the correct direction every time. Greasy double cheese, triple cheese, 1 pound hamburger with 14 pounds of cheese on it versus a charbroiled burger with what I call the entire garden, lettuce, tomato, onion on it. I mean, which is better?
The
broiled
cheese.
Burger, of course. Oh, yeah. The what?
The cheese.
No, it's not. I mean, cheese is good, but, you know, like
but, yeah,
said, anything in moderation.
In moderation. Mm-hmm.
Moderation is what's important. As far as, like, if you're on the move, you know, just call and order something and have it ready to pick up when you get there. Some carry-out Chinese is good. Some is not. I guess that just kind of really boils down to what you the place that you trust. You know, mm-hmm. if you have two or three of them, you go to one more than the other, then that's that. Sandwiches, cold sandwiches, I mean, they're not that hard to slap together. So, I mean, it's a matter of personal choice, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be healthy, stick with the salads, Cobb salads, sandwiches, grilled cheese, things like that.
Right.
Because it'll work for you. French fries are always good because, you know, they're not, if they're cooked properly, then it's not a problem. So, I mean, healthy food is not hard to find if you know what to look for.
Right.
There was one quick question from Geek Soul Brother for Chef Bob. What is a good site to get a balanced grocery list?
You mean a prepared grocery list or one that you can write up yourself?
Yeah, just one that you can write up yourself.
Well, I don't know if I don't know how many people out there use like Office, but if you use Open Office or any of those programs that will open a Word document, you can download that document directly from Windows, from Microsoft, as a template, and they have 100 different styles and different kinds of shopping lists that you can just download and, you know, fill up on the computer and then print out. That's the easiest way to do it. The other way, you could set it up on an Excel spreadsheet, but you know, that's time consuming and as nerdy as people can be, I know a lot of people that can't make Excel work. I happen to be one of them, but that's beside the point. It's easier to get the template and customize it and fill it out as you need it and print it as you go into the store. That's what I do.
Nice. Do we have any more questions for Chef Bob?
Just more comments right now than anything.
Still commenting about the fake nerd?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of people out there, they were talking about, like Geek Soul Brother said, that he was eating what, a Snickers. So, but, yeah, just little comments, but just very, they made a comment about the gas station sushi, too, so that was pretty funny.
As far as a Snickers bar goes, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it's, as long as you don't do 3, 4, 5 of them a day, you know, they are a good source of nutrition. It's chocolate, it's peanuts, it's caramel. It's probably better for you than some of these so-called energy bars on the market today.
Right.
These energy bars, I mean, if you read the ingredient list on that, on some of those things, you know, it'll surprise you. It will really surprise you.
Nice.
So,
well, thank you so much, Chef Bob, for your insight. And, I mean, I got a lot of feedback tonight. I had no idea, especially about the carts, that they're actually more sanitation-friendly than going to a restaurant. So that was some news that I got tonight. So that's good stuff. So thank you guys for coming on our podcast tonight. This was a really great discussion, really interesting debate. Thank all of you guys who called in, who live tweeted us tonight. Next week on our podcast, we are going to do a pop culture day. So we're going to devote that podcast to talking about our favorite movies, favorite comic books, TV shows, everything that's happening in our pop culture that we like as nerds. So definitely tune into that podcast. We'll have some new co-hosts next week to talk about that. But for now, thanks so much for tuning in. Stay blessed and stay nerdy, guys. Take care. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye.